Okay, good evening. The title on the paper was Halachas on Tisha B'Av, which shows anticipation for the Geula. So there's a Merdi Kazakh. Although there are many, many halachas which cause the Shlikul Avelos, but there's quite a few halachas which actually bring out the point of be excited for the Geula. So I have quite a list there. We'll see how we can get through. Number one, there's the Levush in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Tes. The Levush says, Kol Yomai Tomati. I've always wondered, Kibben Shenoegim Likrus Eicha B'Tzibu. There's a minute to lay in Eicha on the Tzibu and to make a bracha. Madualo Noagu B'Eicha K'moy B'Megillah Lichtev Oysar Klaf. How come there's no minig to write on a klaf? I know you're going to tell me there are some shuls. I know there are some shuls, but generally, the minig is not to write on a klaf. How come? What's pshat? So he said bishlem merus keheles and all those. Those are more mitzvahs. Each one really has to lay it by himself. But this is a chayvah. The shat has to be mitzi everyone. The chayvah one has to be mitzi everyone. One should write in a proper klaf. So the Aliyabataka says it's not a chayva for the tibur, it's just a chayva for each yochid, like Rus and Kehelis and everyone else. However, the Rebush answers, like Mr. Shadni said, they didn't have many klafim. Why? The soifim were not interested in writing them. How can we then start spending hours writing klafim Megillas Eicha? If you might, you close Megillas Eicha, if you would write it, Hoyinir Kami Yaishim Agula Chasvashonim. That's what the Levush says. An interesting Nakuda. And I saw the Pesukei Tshuvos actually says that it was the minig of the Machzis HaShekel, and people know about it. Gedol Yisrael Hoyimanichim, Hakinus Beis HaKnesses. They would leave the kinnis inside the shul, in the desk. They wouldn't take it home. It's not everyone's minig. I don't know. Some people have been with it. Shamus. I don't know how vague people's madrigas are. But there was definitely like upon him. It's a minig in the actual Megillas Eicha, not to write it in klef, because it shouldn't be a way of spending time for something which we hope to get out of. That's one interesting thing. Of course, there are the few many. There's three well-known halachas that we do after Chatzos. Chatzos is the time when the Chazal say the Eishu has started to calm down. There's number one is we put. Everyone knows you put tzitzis and tefillin on. Like Zushtein Simuk Tov Kufin on Hay. For the reason, Mishabura says two reasons. One, because the Hitzisu Eish Mikdosh and to show the Nechama. And there's the other famous one in Tov Kufnun Zayin. The Ramah says we only sit low until Mincha. And there's the one in Tov Kufnun Tes, in Tov Kufnun Zayin, which we say Nachim, always at Mincha. So we know at Mincha time, there's something that changed. The Hitzisu Eish calmed down. That's a time to mispal on Nechama. But I want to carry on with another few interesting, not so well known, halachas which are negare to the topic of anticipation to Geula. Let me just read out a halacha in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. This one I heard, I don't have a mekoy, so but it's an interesting pshat. There's a famous din in Hilchos Sudah Mafsekes that one shouldn't sit three people together. What's the posh pshat? Why shouldn't you be chayv b'zimon? Because once you have three people together, it's a gishmak amatzav. And 20 seconds is not supposed to be that. I heard the reason, I tried to find out the Makori, couldn't remember where the Makori is. Because there's another din, because if this Suda would be a Suda's Arai, if everyone would punt sitting over here but on plan to go out immediately, then one wouldn't be Mechoy B'Zuman. So on Tisha B'Av afternoon, on Erev Tisha B'Av afternoon, we're showing ourselves that Mashiach might, we're in such a moment of thinking of Gula, Mashiach might come in any moment, that means we're not even going to have a Kviya Suda now. We're just going to eat together something, alright? Because in a minute's time, we're going. Mashiach's coming and we're going to Yerushalayim. It's not something which you can say that, you know, you can do every single meal. But in a moment where you're holding the peak of Leil Tisha B'Av, it's something, it's a Hagosha more, that comes out. There's nothing to be kaveh for. We're 1 hour way out. It's a gedank. I haven't found a makor for this, but it's a possibility. Here's a more of a reliable one. In Sif Test, the next Sif says, there was a minig, I don't know what people do today, to have a big Suda a suda minig b'chol gilis Ashkenaz, lech a suda kavua, a proper big suda koyde mincha, then comes mincha, and then suda mafsekes. Says the Rama, v'noeg in haruv bois katzas, to be married with a suda rishayna. The Rama says the reason, in order, one should be full up, and like Erev Kippur, one should have koyach to fast. The Shmuel is very upset. Many achronim says, eh, you can't start making Erev Tisha B'Av a massive suda. The time it comes to the suda mafsekes, he's so full, you're just going to have something just to push it in, and it makes the whole suda mafsekes aray de kazach. So kind of saying, yishkin kut minig, don't fill yourself up too much. Time it comes to the mafsekes, you'll have nothing, no more place to eat. Yishkin kut zach, Mishabura says. However, here comes the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham wants me, mail its toy in this minig. What's pshat the minig that had a big suda before mincha? A different reason for the Ramah to have more koyach, a different reason. They play. She was man by his sheni. Hoya yom tov tishbav. Tishbav was a yom tov. Why? Because that day on Chob Ma'ezrushin was nechrav. So now that they had to buy his sheni, they made a yom tov on tishbav. Vayomad and mesuda on tishbav. Af achshav lo yizazu mimenu. This minig has not gone away. So there's a minig from the Ramah, Tafka, to have a big Suda, to remember that this day, Be'etzim in the Bayis Sheni, the next day upon him, was a Yom Simcha, to remember. And with that, generate in us looking forward Simcha to Mitzvah Shem, to once again, when Mashiach comes, and Tisha B'Av will be a Sosim Simcha. So we remember this in Erev Tisha B'Av, that to remember that Tisha B'Av does turn into Yom Sasa V'Simcha. It used to be Yom Sasa V'Simcha, and it's time to marry with Suda. The Magen Avraham finishes off at the Ayin Beis Yosef Seif Simon Tov Kuf Nun Dalet. What's he referring to? So the Machzor Sheker explains that there's another minig brought down. Let's see this minig. The Rosh had a Shaila. On Tisha B'Av, min HaMincha L'Mala, are you allowed to do Melacha? Not melacha. So are you allowed to wash your face, parav, yadav, v'raglav? Poshut, because it's a hot day to cool yourself down. Maybe you could say mikzi and kekula. You've had your avelas. You've had mikzi. Now let's wash your face, yadav, v'raglav. Kobe says, nishkin gutazach. Ach, says the Beis Yosef. Minek kodom, was an early minek, shahanoshim roichat seis roisham min haminchol lamayla. The ladies, the women, would wash their heads min haminchol lamayla. But you're in Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av. What's pshat? Was the kainim arishoyim hin higuz as the kainim said to gutazach. Va'asus machel dava and masha amu ba'agadah, the famous medrash, ki ma'hamashiach noilat b'yem Tisha B'Av. V'tzarech la'asus zeicha le'goyil. On Tisha B'Av, in the time when he was born, it's time to make a zeicha for the gola. Ule menachem k'day shelo yisyashim na'gola. One has to make chizukim in ourselves, not to be miyayish. So on Tisha B'Av afternoon, you go and wash your face and wash your hands and neck and stomach. Oh, the zed afgal noshim, says the Beis Yosef, klefi shein chalushis melahamin. Noshim are darker, kalos, they are softer, and they can't take it, this avelis, too much. The chalushis melahamin ben achomais mepnei she'enim yidei sefer. They're not learned enough, and they can't take too much of this avelis. Lefi chachtzichas chizuk. Adkan. Then Bisasa says, the Maisa, this minig was a shtakea, and we don't do this minig. So this is halacha ve'eshev v'loy le'maisa, but it's to bring out a point that there's a minig kodom, which on Tisha B'Av is a time to make a zeicha for the gula, to remember not only there was, not only an avelis, but Mashiach will come, and we mustn't be miyayish. Let me read out another one. So in this same point, then the Birka Yosef, it's an interesting one. The Birka Yosef in some Tov Kuf Nun Tes says, this is Efshe Ya'alocha Lamais, I don't know who has the minik, but it's Alocha, that some Noshim, after Chatzois, they go and they clean the house, they start with Musakris of Sabayis. Why? Shum, he says the same bar, the Da'at of Katsoro, they can't take the Avelos too much. Maybe there'll be Messiahs from the Ge'ula. So let's get them be busy with the Tzorcha Abayis, and like that, they'll be mischazik themselves, make a tidy house, they get a chizuk for Tzorcha Ge'ula. That's through being busy, it keeps them busy, and they'll be mechazik themselves, and the Ge'ula is still going to come. And number two, this was a time when Mashiach was born, he was taken to Gan Eden, whatever that means, and as we said before, Ozit Tisu Eish. And again, he says the heter is only for Noshim, and Noshim can be mechazik themselves in other ways, but Noshim have a heter to be more lenient on Tisha B'Av and Achachat Tzois. Hitzisu Eish It means they lit the fires. It could be that they say, I remember now, yeah. So what does it mean? So what does it mean that that's the, why do you say Nachim then? You say we have all these Hitzisu Eish. I know they do say on Yud Ov it went stronger. But there was something that happened, what?
That's why it's
all. So why do we. Yes, yeah, so why do we say Nachim? Yes, I own it. Why do we say Nachim then? Let me just say Tof Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Aleph. Tof Kuf Nun Zayin. Yeah. Is it, but so. Mm-hmm. So what's the Namincha? Tof Kuf Nun Zayin. The Lashon HaRamah is Aminik Poshosh Eino Yim Nachim Rak Betfilis Mincha Shal Tishabav Visha Oz Yitzisu Eish Bemikdosh V'lachei Mispalim Oz Ala Nechoma. Ah, so maybe I touched it wrong. That's what, since that was the main time when they lit the Eish, maybe that's when we should Mispalim on the Nechoma. Okay, you're right, so that needs clarification. Because the Otzis Mikdash Rechem is Palim Oz Nechoma. Upon him, after Chatzos, is the time to maybe switch mode a little bit and to Palim Oz Nechoma. There's another din, a very interesting din. There's a Gemara in Brochus, everyone knows. Ein Mispalim Loi Mitoich Atzlus, Loi Mitoich Atzlus, El Mitoich Simcha, Mitoich Tva Alocha. And it finishes off, which is not so well known, Shekeim Otzinu Benevim Arishoinim. Shasimu divrehem b'divrei shvach v'tanchumim. They finished off with divrei shvach v'tanchumim. Frek Toysus and Brachas Lama Beis from the Yerushalmi, I don't understand. Let's have a look at the pasuk in Eicha. The last pasuk, after Ashivenu, comes another pasuk. Ki imoiz maztonu kotzafto aleinu admoid. That's not a very nice pasuk of finishing. It's a very harsh way of finishing. How does this stim? So, the Medrash himself says that you have to teach it like this. You should Hashiveinu Hashem Elech V'Noshua, Chad Yishom Yikir Kedem, instead of being Mois Mastonu Kotzaf Toleinu Admoid. That's one way of teaching. Now, I heard last year from Behuda Steinberg, a very, Rabbi Yoin himself gives a teretz, and this explains Rabbi Yoin's teretz in Brochus. It says like this, a Medrash speaks out with a moshul. Imagine you have two avodim. They've both done something wrong. One person, he gets pech, he gets malchus from the king. The other person gets sent away from the king's house. And the person that gets sent away, he says to the person that got pech, I'm much better than you. I got scot-free. I didn't get any pech. I didn't get anything like that. So the person that got malchus says, Shoyte Shabba Olam. A king that wants to get angry on a servant, if he's got potential to be mechanachim and to bring him up, then he will do it through Yisurim. But a person that the king doesn't even want to be mesiachas to, he'll say, Kol tov, you can go, I don't need you here. So the same thing is, we're telling the Eibishter pun faket. We're telling the Eibishter azoi. Ki emois maastonu kotzafto aleinu ad moid. Although you mamish mois maastonu, but you're giving us yisurim. You've never yet got rid of Klal Yisrael. All you're doing is giving us pech. This is the biggest nechama to us, that we are not like your servants who you just want to get rid of. Faket, we are your children. Your children, a father to a child, has to give him yisurim, he has to be mechanachim. So this is the biggest chizuk and a chomer a yid can finish off Megillas Eicha, is after all what we said. We would tell the Rebbeinu, Hashiveinu Hashem Elechem Roshuva, why? Because we are your children, and you're never going to get rid of us. Mois Maastonu, Katzaftalein Admoid, but you've never yet sent us away from us, from you. That's a gewaltige chizuk. That answers the kasha on this halacha of how can you finish Megillah, Nevi'im, with a Dov Ora, Snishkan Dov Ora, Faket, a Dov Toiv. So the rest of the chizuk that we get you soon, and that's how we should feel. I want to finish off with one thought I had last year when we were saying the piyut of Eliyot Zion. It's not halacha, it's just a rayon. We say, we finish off Eliyot Zion v'orel, Eliyot Zion v'miskoinen, like, two examples. Number one, like a woman in labor. And number two, v'chevsula chagura sak al baal nurel, like a young psula, a young woman who just lost her husband. What's chat? Why do we choose these two mesholim out of all mesholim where people are avedis? We could have chosen anything. Kan go zayin, is this nekud that we're speaking out? Eishav atzireho. We all know, what she thinking at those moments? It's the highest pain moments, but in any minute, whether 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or half an hour, she knows she's going to come out of this pain with a gorgeous little child, which will she'll forget about the pain within a second. There's nothing like it. So too, we're being mechazik ourselves, k'mo'ish of tzira, now we're mamash in pain. Oh, but let's look at it like an ish of tzira. We can't see the future. It's hard. It's not geshmak, but we know at the end of this dark pain, we're going to come out with a gewaltige, gorgeous geula. That's the way the mekoyner is being mechanachos, how to be misabel. Not to misabel, but derech yush, not faket, like a isha of a tzireo. In a few minutes' time, it's hope, b'mheira, there will be something to look forward to, there will be something to be mekabel upon him. And the second example is, chivasula chagura sak, b'sula who's wearing chagura sak because of she just lost her husband. A young wife who just lost her husband is in a very early stage of her life. She's not like someone who's middle-aged where should she get remarried, shouldn't get remarried, you've got children, it's a ganta balagan. Nein, a basula who just lost her husband is in a very early stage. She can say, let's forget part one, let's start life again. That's how we're supposed to be Miss Abel. Not betoich yush, forget it, I've got nothing to look forward for, my life is a goma. Nein, we're in a matzav like basula, where mitzvah Hashem, there will be a fresh start, b'mehir v'yameinu, and that's the way the mekoinen is mechanecha is hati me'abel. B'yishu helfen, taka, v'stishbav, sh'mi ne'apach, v'sosin, u'lesimcha.
Amen.